From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is condemning the death and killing of former Deputy Prime Minister Boris Nemtsov in Moscow. Mr. Poroshenko called Nemtsov a bridge between Ukraine and Russia. He was shot dead Friday night in Moscow. Elena Alexeeva, a spokesperson for the Russian Interior Ministry, confirmed the death. Alexeeva said Nemtsov was killed at around 11:15 p.m. local time. Nemtsov was a sharp critic of President Vladimir Putin. Speaking on radio just a few hours before his death, he criticized Mr. Putin for plunging Russia into crisis by his policy in Ukraine. In Washington, President Obama called on the Russian government to conduct a prompt, impartial, and transparent investigation. Ukraine on Friday reported its first three deaths in days in the east, while President Poroshenko and Russian-backed rebels are still violating a ceasefire reached earlier this month. The Ukrainian military spokesman said three government soldiers were killed and seven wounded in fighting with the separatists in the east. Boko Haram militants have killed dozens of traders at a village market in Nigeria's northeast Borno state, security sources say. The attack Friday was the second major assault in the market of Minecoff, 65 kilometers west of Maiduguri, the Borno state capital, within 5 months. The weekly rural market draws hundreds of people from remote and surrounding communities who come to trade their farm produce and animals. The militants rolled into town on trucks and motorcycles, attacking from all corners. Meantime, thousands of Cameroonians marched in the center of their capital today, opposing the militant group and in support of troops fighting to stop the attacks. This is VOA News. Kurdish fighters say they have liberated a northeast Syrian town that has been a key stronghold of Islamic State militants. Tal Hamas is in Asaka province. Meanwhile, VOA's Kurdish service reports at least nine people were killed when Islamic State militants carried out a bombing of a church in Jibish village near Tal Tamur. At least four people were abducted there. President Obama says the world has made extraordinary strides in driving back Ebola. He spoke while meeting with Liberian President Ellen Sirleaf Johnson, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, at the White House on Friday.
Cases are now down 95% from their peak. We just have a handful of cases that come up per week. Our job is not yet done. And neighboring countries like Guinea and Sierra Leone are still somewhat behind the progress that's been made in Liberia.
The World Health Organization said on Friday Ebola has affected nearly 24,000 people in Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and killed more than 9,600. The imprisoned leader of the rebel leader of the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, is calling on to attend a conference on disarmament in Turkey. The announcement was made in a joint statement by government ministers and pro-Kurdish deputies. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Abdullah Öcalan, the imprisoned leader of the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, is urging his supporters to attend a conference in Turkey on disarmament. The announcement was made after talks with the government. Pro-Kurdish deputy Sura Suriye Önder described the decision as a key moment in peace efforts. This is an historic declaration of will to replace armed struggle with democratic politics, he said. The PKK is fighting for greater rights for minority Kurds in Turkey. The government is insisting that disarmament should start before announcing any reforms. Deputy Prime Minister Yalçın Akdoğan described the PKK leader's move as significant. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
And in the United States, President Barack Obama talking about keeping the middle-class economics and ensuring that all hardworking Americans get the secure and dignified retirement they deserve. In his weekly address today, Mr. Obama said most financial advisors are good at prioritizing their clients' futures, but there are some who direct their clients toward bad investments in return for backdoor payment kickbacks and hidden fees. He said that's why earlier in the week he urged the U.S. Labor Department to update rules and require that retirement advisors put their clients' best interests above their own financial interests. The president noted that middle-class families cannot afford to lose their hard-earned savings after a lifetime of work. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.